This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Some people like Chris Emma.
Oh, so that's it, huh? That's the open? And now on the Score Midday Show, here's five words about Chris Emma.
Some people like Chris Emma. It is five words.
I counted. You heard me. Thank you to everybody telling me I get to, like, manifesting for me to go see Kendrick Lamar live. That is also wonderful. Chris Emma joins us, the Score Midday Show. That's Marshall Harris. I'm Layla Rahimi on the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today.
Did Chris pick this music? That's my next question. It's like this.
Chris, we have a lot of questions about your intro. How do you feel about this?
Hey, I'm honored. It's great to have a bumper intro in the first place, man. It's cool. I grew up on the Score. I'll gladly take an intro, even if it's my guy Grody warming me up a little bit.
Chris, you're a paid employee. The intro cannot be some people like Chris Emma.
I'll take whatever I can get, Layla. It's fine by me.
What if it's most people love Chris Emma? How about that? I think that's more apt.
You know, we can mix that in then. I appreciate that, Marshall.
I love apt, too, by the way. That's the point of this.
I learned that because apartment is short. APT. And also, I was like, oh, but that's also a word.
But also ABT, the store that has everything.
Oh, that's a proper noun, though, so it doesn't fit into my Scrabble
complex. The point is, all of these things are good, including us having you on your show. Okay, so I was reminded, Chris, of the article that you wrote where we were talking about pick value in the NFL draft and how the Bears could be trading. What's one of the first things we hear out of Ryan Poles earlier today? That it could get wild. And he talked about that very thing. What was your interpretation of what you heard today?
It kind of adds up to what I did write. I think that was about a month ago, or maybe just a few weeks ago, about the idea of value in these picks. You're going to be able to make some moves, and you're not going to have to give up a premium like in years past. This is a very tradable draft, and this is a draft in which you can move up to get a blue chip type prospect in the top five, if you want, where the Bears are sitting currently at 10. I don't think Ryan Poles or Ian Cunningham were talking about the Bears as much as just movement around the league. I had a league source hit me up earlier and mentioned the idea of the 49ers as a possible team. That's one to watch for the Bears, given that they're at pick 11, one spot behind the Bears. I think that's a team when you look at potential trades up. I think the Niners are certainly in play. Now, from the Bears' perspective, you start thinking about, who are they going for? Are they trying to jump us? Are they going up to pick 8 or 9 and really just jump the pack? Are they going all the way into the top 5 or top 3 and making that bold move? A lot of talk today about picks 2 and 3 with the Browns and the Giants. Those are certainly potential landing spots, and I think those two teams would love to make that move down if possible. So it's going to be really fascinating. We got just over 48 hours until the Titans go on the clock with the number one pick. I think everybody sees Cam Ward as that guy. And it's kind of uncertainty after that and a lot of fascination.
I think it's interesting that you mentioned the 49ers specifically because they're getting old, one. Two, yep. Their needs kind of match the Bears' overall needs heading into the offseason anyway when we talk about offensive and defensive line. And I'm looking more offensive line if they were to happen to leapfrog the Bears. Is that a concern or is that just knocking a player down that maybe the Bears might want, such as an Ashton Jeanty, or even one of the tight ends.
If I had to pick, and I've not heard this definitively by any means, but I think if the Niners were that team to move up, it'd be for a defensive lineman. It'd be for Mason Graham and securing him, or even Abdul Carter he falls. But the thing to watch now from the Bears' perspective, they certainly seem to be wired in, is the idea that the 49ers could potentially be a team where they have similar needs, as you mentioned, Marshall, and they're looking at the same guys who are falling with those gleamy eyes, feeling really good about that spot. So that's one scenario in which the Bears have to look out. And look, there's also history between the Bears and 49ers with these draft day trades. And there's John Lynch. I know it's a different regime here in House Hall, but John Lynch, I think, is trying to play his cards right here. So we'll see. I think there's a lot more scenarios that we don't know about yet that are taking place. And Ryan Poles said his phone is ringing. I'm sure general managers all across the league had their phones ringing. So a lot to watch unfold here in the next 48 plus hours.
I mean, it really is interesting. And Ryan Poles will actually tell you some stuff. Like, I had a good laugh when Brad Biggs asked what the consideration is at 10. Just I think Biggs knew he was trying to ask for some sort of ballpark discussion. And unfortunately, Poles just was like, well, we like everybody, essentially, is what he said. But when it came to clarifying that part of it, like the part that could get wild, knowing that he has been a wheeler and dealer in these drafts previously, he must know something, because he typically doesn't just say things to say stuff like that.
Maybe it's notable reading this, if you will. I kind of did a bit the idea of, in the past, Ryan Poles has given a number of that cloud, how many guys are in their cloud and who they're really coveting. And it's sometimes, if you're certainly last year for the number one pick, you knew who you were getting. But years past, just kind of narrowing down this decision, I think they're kind of embracing the idea that, yes, you could get a really good player to follow you at 10. But I certainly think there's a prospect in which they move up from pick 10. Maybe it's to 8 or 7. Maybe it's into the top 5. Pick 4 with the Patriots, for example, is a spot there. I think that's very much in play. And I think all options are on the table. This is a draft where you can sit back at 10 and you can get somebody to feel really good about. Let's call, I don't know, Will Campbell, whoever it might be, somebody like that, Membu, and say, man, we got our guy. We feel really strongly. But those blue chip prospects, there's only a few of those in this draft. If you want that guy, if it's Ashton Jeanty, if it's Tyler Warren, if it's Mason Graham, Abdul Carter, you can make that aggressive move up and say, we got our guy. We only had to give up a 2 and, you know, swap whatever else. Like, you feel strongly about that scenario if you're the Bears. So I'm fascinated to see by how many guys they truly value versus guys they're simply comfortable taking.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't think anybody argues that they value Ashton Jeanty, and it's just a matter of what they're willing to give up for him. I don't want them trading up for Ashton Jeanty, given the needs that this Bears team has and the depth of the running back class. Do you see Ashton Jeanty as that big of a cut above the rest that they should be even entertaining the idea of trading up to be in a spot to maybe get him?
I do. And Marshall, I'm with you. I would not advocate for it per se, but if they made that move, I would accept it. I would say, man, they feel really strongly about this roster. They really, really value their head coach's input. And this is a move that shows they believe they can win a championship this year, if not in the coming years. Like, you're drafting a running back and you're getting a ton of production early on. And that's a guy who's going to carry your offense in a lot of ways for 4, 5, 6 years. And that shelf life runs out versus taking a tackle, which is 10 plus year investment if everything goes really well. You understand that. I asked Ian Cunningham about that today. And he said, look, if it's a playmaker, if it's somebody you feel really strongly about, premium position or not, you take that playmaker. And I was asking about the running back position. I was obviously, I didn't say Ashton Jeanty's name, but he knew who I was talking about. And the answer there said that they're willing to make that move and they feel really strongly about what Ashton Jeanty or maybe Omarion Hampton can bring for this offense. And they're perfectly comfortable taking that guy if he's available for them right there. In whether it's pick 10, maybe it's moving up. I think they feel really strongly about the options in play.
talking to the Score Bears reporter Chris Emma here on the Midday Show. Chris, I know we don't have a lot of time left, but what were your other takeaways, particularly from what Ian Cunningham had to say?
I think we've covered a good amount of it. I think they just feel really strongly about their position with 10, and, you know, playing out some of the scenarios, and I'm using PFF or whatever else they're using, their own internal stuff and all the technology, not to mention all the intel they have. I think they feel really strongly about pick 10. I thought for a bit, it might be a little bit of no man's land where you're kind of settling for maybe one or two guys you truly value. I think the variability now is going to really shake this thing out to where they're going to get somebody they love at that spot. If they want to sit back there and wait. And the quarterback thing is going to be fascinating to watch. I think Shedeur Sanders, I still think he's going to go in the top 10. I know there's a lot of talk about him falling. I don't buy it. I still think he could go 3 to the Giants, honestly. Jackson Dart, I think he's very much in play for the Saints at 9. I have that as a mock draft pick. Derek Carr right now looks like he might be out for a long time, if not the whole season. And rebuilding with Kellen Moore, you'd love to get that quarterback. That's going to be a really interesting spot to watch come Thursday night, right ahead of the Bears at pick number 9. Last year we saw it with the Bears sitting at 9, and there were the Falcons taking Michael Penix, and nobody saw that coming. The Bears would love to have 2 or certainly 3 quarterbacks go ahead of them in the top 9 if they're sitting there at pick 10. There's just going to be a lot of fascination with this draft, and today talk with Ryan Poles and Cunningham kind of it reaffirmed what I felt, which is this is going to be a really wild, open, and fun draft ahead of us. So I think the Bears are in a really good spot. I do.
Up against the clock here, but I'm just curious, if the, let's say 3 quarterbacks do go before the 10th pick, would you like to see the Bears take there versus who would you like to see the Bears take at 10 if only one quarterback is off the board?
Yeah, I have my mock draft on 670thescore.com. I have Will Campbell as that guy for the Bears, and it's going to take some variability, and it's going to take some quarterbacks going. I have 3 quarterbacks in the top 9. That's how Will Campbell falls to you. And you might look at it and say, I don't know about that. I think he's going to go higher. I just don't see it happening with the quarterbacks. But weird stuff happens in these drafts, and that's why what the Bears do is playing out every single scenario possible and imagining what could take place for them. I think that's where the comfort is. That's where those wry smiles you saw today from Ryan Poles and Ian Cunningham. They feel really strongly. They feel really good about how this is going to take place. They don't know what's going to happen. I think they're starting to get a sense of some of the variables in play ahead of them, but I think they feel really good about where they are with pick 10.
Chris Emma, the Bears reporter for The Score, we appreciate you doing work for us at Halas Hall and joining us here on the Midday Show on The Score.
Thanks, Chris.
Take care.
That was Chris Emma joining us via the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com.